Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2013, and today we're talking about immigration and the immigration bill that is pending in the United States Senate and set for a vote possibly as early as today, but we are also talking about the people who drafted this bill, the Gang of Eight. You've heard that expression, folks. The Gang of Eight, that's just the eight senators who have drafted the original bill. Who are they? Well, there's four Republicans and four Democrats. The Republicans include John McCain from Arizona, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Mike Lee from Utah, and Jeff Flake from Arizona. The Democrats include Mike Bennett from Colorado, Dick Durbin from Illinois, Chuck Schumer from New York, and Robert Menendez from New Jersey. Also, some other senators who have been very active in this bill. Marco Rubio from Florida, he's actually the Republican spokesperson on the bill. Bob Corker from Tennessee, who has submitted a major amendment to it. Chuck Grassley and John Hoeven. Now, these people have all contributed something here and there to the bill. And as I said, the Senate has it scheduled for a vote possibly as early as today. Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, is anxious to have a vote. He wants 70 votes in favor of this because he thinks that 70 votes would send a message to the House and that they would hear that message and they would pass it. He doesn't need 70 votes to pass it, but he wants to make an impression on the kind of reluctant House of Representatives. What's this bill really about? What does it really say? And what does it really purport to do? Well, no one seems to know because it's over 1,000 pages. It takes Congress over 1,000 pages, the Senate, I should say, to tell us what we should do about immigration. Plus, Senator Corker, Bob Corker from Tennessee, has submitted an amendment also being considered with this. That is 1,190 pages, an amendment of 1,190 pages. So here you have almost 2,200 pages of a bill that nobody has read. No one has read it, but still they are going to read it, to vote on it, and probably pass it, just like Obamacare. This is the United States Senate that we have today. It's going to legalize or give amnesty to, they prefer the term legalization, 11 million immigrants. That number is probably very low in my opinion, but the government says 11 million, and we know their numbers are always accurate. Immediately legalize 11 million immigrants who are unlawfully in the country, give them work permits, and have them go through some type of process, but essentially they're in and they're legal. That is the idea. Corker's amendment calls for doing certain things that we'll look at in a minute, but if you think about it, folks, these people come over the border, and many of them don't understand how to do these legal things and fill out all the forms and make application and so forth. Some of them probably speak poor or no English, and what are they supposed to do? Well, you don't have to worry about that. There is $50 million set aside in this bill to assist them through each step of the process, $50 million to help them as they make their efforts to become legally in America, even though they are illegally in America. That is the U.S. Senate at work. This is the deal with Bob Corker's amendment. Corker drafted this almost 1,200-page amendment, or someone drafted it for him. And I'm going to sum up here in about three or four lines what this 1,200-page amendment does. He says it gives enhanced security. His amendment is all about enhanced security. See, the Senate talks time and again. They just continually harp on how, oh, the border will be secure. It'll be secure. Marco Rubio, though, says that legalization comes first before security. But this is what Mr. Corker's amendment says about security. 700 miles of fence for a 2,500-mile border. That is single-layer fence, not double-layer fence. Some new technology, night vision goggles for the Border Patrol and some ground sensors, things like that. Mandatory e-verify for employers. Employers would have to mandatorily e-verify people that they hired. 38,405 new Border Patrol agents. How they arrived at that exact number, I have no idea. But hiring a bunch of new Border Patrol agents, this would cost more than $20 billion. folks, it's never going to happen. They're never going to do these things. Once they have legalization, their heart for border security seems to disappear, doesn't it? We've been down this road before. They have given the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, complete discretion regarding removal, deportation, and inadmissibility of immigrants. Let me quote from Section 2314 of the bill. It says, Secretary of Homeland Security may exercise discretion to waive a ground of inadmissibility or deportability if the Secretary determines that such removal or refusal or admission is against the public interest or would result in hardship to the alien's United States citizen or permanent resident, parent, spouse, or child. Well, there you go. That is a hole big enough for Janet Napolitano to drive a truck through. That is for sure. This is never going to happen, I guarantee you. I promise you there will be no border security. These are all just words and wasted effort to get our attention so that the Democrat politicians can have their Hispanic votes, the Republican politicians can have their business interests satisfied and keep their contributions coming in, and we are the ones who have to deal with it. A lot of talk about border security, but Marco Rubio said it best, legalization comes first. Once legalization has happened, Congress has a tendency to lose its incentive. The same forces that have blocked security for years, Democrat politicians, Hispanic votes, Republican politicians for business, cheap labor, and farm interest, and the American people can just be damned. That is the way it seems to go to me. This is all so ridiculous. 1,200 pages to do what most of us could do in one page, and that is build a fence, man the fence, cut off welfare to people who are not citizens. Does that make any sense to you? It does to me, folks. That's the way I see it anyway. June 24, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.